It's Thursday, the 15th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The Revenue Agency has announced that clearing agents must renew their licenses for 2024 or face suspension. A 30-day grace period from August 14 to September 13 will be provided for renewal. Agents who do not comply with the deadline will have their licenses terminated. NAMRA will later announce dates for 2025's renewal period. The agency's spokesperson, Tonateni Shududu.
This renewal is contingent upon the completion of the admission of guilt form available at all our customs and excise offices where payment will be made. They will be required to pay a penalty fee of $8,000 for non-compliance, complete a renewal application form, and pay an additional renewal fee of $100.
The Mines and Energy Ministry will lift the moratorium on issuing wholesale petroleum licenses this coming Friday. The moratorium, in effect since August 15, 2022, allowed for improvements to the licensing system. Since 2018, the ministry has issued 87 new retail licenses, raising the total number to over 500 nationwide. The ministry's spokesperson, Eshio Shange Ten Hashela.
It was put in place to allow the ministry to improve its licensing system and also processes and to serve the public better. The moratorium on issuing new retail licenses continues to be in place, and this is because there is still evidence that the average demand of fuel has not increased, suggesting that issuing new retail licenses will negatively affect the viability of the existing retail outlets.
South Africa's Deputy Minister of Finance, David Masondo, warns that high unemployment rates prevent many South Africans from entering retirement. Speaking at the Old Mutual Thought Leaders Forum in Johannesburg, Masondo emphasized the need for security in retirement savings, calling for transformation within the retirement system. He also called for ongoing dialogue and improved retirement outcomes for all South Africans.
There are still too many people who are unemployed, and millions of South Africans cannot retire with dignity, while millions cannot save for retirement at all.
Sudan's People's Liberation Movement North reported a severe hunger crisis in the country's Nuba Mountains and parts of Blue Nile State on Wednesday, says Reuters. The group stated that 20% of families are experiencing critical food shortages, with 30% of children suffering from malnutrition. They described the situation as famine in their Arabic statement, attributing the crisis to the ongoing civil war and a poor harvest. Annual inflation in the United States dipped below 3% in July for the first time in 3 years, according to Labor Department statistics. That's the lowest level it's been since March 2021, midway through the coronavirus pandemic. With more for us is Benji Hayer from Washington.
The Consumer Price Index, which measures the average change in prices for a basket of goods and services, increased 2.9% from a year ago. That's a huge difference from the post-pandemic high of over 9% in June 2020. And much closer to the Federal Reserve's target of 2% inflation. The Fed's been waiting for inflationary pressures to cool before cutting interest rates, and this expected easing means America's central bank is likely to make that cut at its next meeting in September. However, there are still some clouds over the economic horizon, with July's weak job reports leaving economists last week considering the likelihood of an upcoming recession. Benji Hayer, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.